Right. Good morning and welcome to the stock market update. Today is Friday, March 18th, and I'm still in New York City in my mobile studio. I'll be back in my regular studio on Monday. Hey, we have a lot to talk about. The markets are on fire. Stocks are up for the third straight day yesterday and notching the best week since November 2020. So is the worst over? Well, yesterday also crude oil kept going above $100 again, but retail stocks are on fire and Warren Buffett increases its stake in Oxy Petroleum. So we'll take a look at all of this. By the way, if you're new to this channel, I'm Marcus Heidkotter, and every morning I sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters and reports, and then I take the most important news and we go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here and it is a little bit overwhelming, don't worry, I have a special video just for you that I'll link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. So this morning it is just me. Mark won't be joining me this morning. He's usually here with me, but hey, let's take a look at these markets here. So yesterday the S&P up 1.23%, and this is again now the third day in a row that markets are up. NASDAQ also pretty much in line with 1.3%, Dow up 1.23%. And if you look at the weekly chart, then we see what is happening here. So the Dow for the week is up 4.6%. I mean, after being beaten down here over the past few weeks, that is the best week since November 2020. We also have the S&P up for the week. Let's see, 4.93%, almost 5%. And then we have the NASDAQ. And the NASDAQ is actually up 6% for the week. And that's not surprising. I mean, the NASDAQ is always moving more. As you know, the NASDAQ is also already in bear market or was in bear market territory. Let's just measure right now where we are compared to the highs that we made in November. And we are down 15%, so we are now in correction territory, no longer in bear market. What is the difference? Well, correction territory is when a market or a stock moves down more than 10% from the previously established highs, and a bear market is when it is 20%. So we have been in the bear market, but back in correction territory. And yesterday, Mark did actually a video on the death cross. Let's talk about this here for a moment. So looking at the death cross here, it's when the 50-day moving average crosses the 200-day moving average from above. And usually it means that there's some weakness in the market, but we see that the S&P starts attacking the 50-day moving average and might actually over the next few days close above this. So that is actually pretty good news. So let's talk about it. What is moving the markets here right now? Well, first of all, of course, it is the Ukraine-Russia conflict. I mean, Russia invaded Ukraine, as you know, unless you have been living under a rock for the past few weeks. And right now, there's no more progress in terms of the peace talks. In fact, there's right now some concerns that Russia is getting frustrated, especially Putin, and might actually resort to nuclear weapons. So this is weighing heavy on the markets, of course. Then this morning, President Biden has a meeting with Chinese President Xi. Yeah, there we go. I have my notes here. This is why I'm looking a little bit down here. There's a lot to cover here this morning. Warning him and saying, okay, listen, do not get involved in this conflict, okay? Let Russia stew there. We have all the sanctions. Russia and Putin actually needs to come to the negotiation table and needs to stop this aggression here. So this is where we'll know more over the next probably couple of hours of how this meeting went here. So looking at crude oil, because crude oil has actually been the driver for the markets over the past few weeks. As crude oil was skyrocketing from $90 to $130 a barrel, everybody got concerned, okay, energy costs are getting up. So this means production costs are getting up. This means that everything is getting more expensive. But then we see that crude oil quickly collapsed here down to 93 yesterday, having a big move here, moving again above $100. Because, I mean, there's still all this uncertainty. I mean, it's this move might have been exaggerated, but of course, right now, there are the sanctions against Russia. So where Russia, or the US basically, by President Biden said, okay, no more energy from Russia here in the US, and also Europe is implementing quite a few measures here to reduce the energy buy from Russia. I think for Germany, it's actually most difficult because Germany is getting a big chunk of its natural gas from Russia. I think it's over 70%. Not quite sure, but anyhow. So let's keep talking about stocks here. So the breaking news this morning, let's actually take a look at the calendar here. So what happened all of this week? We had the PPI, the Producer Price Index, and it is still increasing, but not as fast as expected. So that was a little bit of good news. And then, of course, also the big news, the Fed statement. And yes, the Fed raised interest rates by a quarter point. And at first, markets were super nervous and said, oh, dear Lord. But then Fed Chair Powell said, okay, listen, we have it under control. I don't see the probability of a recession this year. That's what he said, this year. So we don't know about next year. But markets really liked this. Yesterday, unemployment claims were also coming in lower than expected. So all of this has been good news for the markets. But then again, this morning, the bombshell. So St. Louis Fed's Bullard says the central bank should raise rates above 3% this year, because what we heard on Wednesday is that the decision to raise rates by a quarter point was not unanimous. Unanimous? You get the idea, right? So there was one Fed member who says, I disagree with a 0.25% raise. He wants more. So this is St. Louis Fed Chief Bullard. And he released a statement this morning where he said, I believe instead of 7 rate hikes that the Fed is predicting this year, that they should do 12 rate hikes. And okay, so we will see. So how did the markets react to this when the news broke this morning? Well, surprisingly, we're switching to a 5-minute chart here of the NASDAQ. So this is the E-mini NASDAQ futures here in overnight session. We see still a little bit of nervousness. So this morning, when the statement was released, at first, markets were moving lower, but right now back in line where they were basically before this statement was released. So right now, it doesn't seem to have a major impact because, again, yes, Bullard here is part of the committee, the FOMC committee, the Open Market Committee, but he's only one, I believe, out of 13 guys. It's either 12 or 13. I'll look it up for you, and then we'll report back in the next stock market update. So this is where, of course, there are others. But you see, as we are looking at the news, now we have the next Fed governor saying that a 0.5% hike could be needed as inflation is raging. So it seems that the Fed is a little bit split of what should happen here. And of course, we'll keep an eye on this. Okay, let's take a look at a few individual stocks. Now, as crude oil prices are moving higher yesterday, we had, for example, Devon Energy. So energy stocks were going higher yesterday. So looking at Devon Energy yesterday, 9.65%, that's pretty big. Then we have Diamondback Energy, the ticker symbol here is FANG. Also yesterday, 6.5%. And if you look at the FinWiz sectors here, the 13 sectors of the S&P, we see that energy was definitely leading the way yesterday, although all of the sectors, as you can see, are in the green. Okay, a few more things here. What do we have? We have retailers on fire. So retailers traditionally report earnings pretty late in the season. And right now we are mid-March, so we're basically already going into the next earnings season, mid-April. Companies will report earnings for the first quarter, but retailers are usually at the tail end. And so we had a few retailers reporting earnings yesterday, one of them being Dollar General. And Dollar General actually mixed results. So the earnings, the profits were pretty much in line, but revenue was declining. So yesterday, still up 4.45%. Why is this? Well, because they announced that they will increase the dividend. And increasing a dividend makes a stock more attractive. And this is why yesterday Dollar General had this jump here. Signet Jewelers, the symbol here, SIG. So popped yesterday almost 7%, even though, as you can see, the profits were a little bit lower than expected. But we saw a big surprise here in terms of revenue. So the revenue topped Wall Street expectations, and this is where red traders got enthusiastic about Signet Jewelers again. 6.97%, almost 7% yesterday up. Okay, next retailer. We have Guess. And so Guess actually yesterday rallied 9.3%. So as you can see, not bad at all. So this is where, let's see, what did we have Guess? Profit margins were better than expected. So this is why yesterday Guess had this big run of 9.3%. Joanne. I thought it was. There we go. Let me bring up the chart here. So Joanne yesterday, on the other hand, yesterday down 3% in pre-market trading, down another almost 8%. Well, actually 7.5% here. And so they missed quarterly sales expectations. As you can see, the estimate was 752 million. They only reported 735 million in sales. And here's the deal. This is where they said, you know what? Freight costs have increased by $60 million. And this is where we go back to inflation. How will it hurt the consumer? And how does it hurt the companies? Okay. They're not really reporting earnings, but Revolve got an upgrade here from Needham, who said, okay, Revolve, which is also a retail trader, is the ultimate reopening play. And based on this analyst rating, it jumped yesterday 3.5%. Okay, talking about earnings, we have one more here. We have, two more that we need to talk about. PagerDuty yesterday up 20%. So that's crazy. They reported a much better than expected quarterly report and a smaller loss. So they are still operating at a loss, but a smaller loss than expected. And this is why this technology services here, they jumped up 20%. All right, GameStop. We got to talk about GameStop. Okay, still in the news this morning, down almost 10% after reporting earnings and a surprise loss. As you can see, Wall Street analysts were expecting that they were making a profit, but they reported a loss of $1.86. And this is where the CEO, Matt Furlong, said that GameStop is still in the early stages of a major turnaround here. And if you're looking at the weekly chart, you know that GameStop, a little bit over a year ago, was the meme stock, the perfect example here for a meme stock going crazy. Right now, still trading way above the $10 and $20 that has been trading in December 2020 at $87. But again, so this is where the CEO said, we are still we still have a long way to go. However, super interesting, they said that they will launch a marketplace for this non-fungible tokens, the NFTs, and this will launch by the end of April. So that's coming quickly. And you know, NFTs are the craziness right now. And this might be very popular amongst the GameStop customers here, who obviously are mainly gamers, and they are really into the NFTs, into cryptocurrencies, of course. So this might be a super smart move here for GameStop. Okay, Occidental Petroleum. We got to talk about those. Yesterday, another great day, 9.5% up. Why is this? Well, all energy stocks are up, but especially Oxy caught the eye of Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett has been buying yesterday another $1 billion. And so for the week, I think he now purchased $7 billion in shares this month. So that's quite a lot. He now has almost 15% stake in this company. And talking about Warren Buffett, I mean, yesterday we talked about his fund, Berkshire Hathaway, the stock here that has been crossing $500,000, and yesterday again tacking on another 2.86. So this is where people say, okay, if Warren Buffett is investing here in Oxy, so should we probably. And this is why Oxy was rallying. Okay, let's take a look at what's happening here in pre-market trading as we head into the open. So I'm jumping back here to the E-mini S&P futures. We have 15 minutes to the open. As you can see, still some nervousness. So right now, a little bit down 0.7%, and pretty much all three major indices here are in line. So the NASDAQ also down 0.7%. This is the E-mini NASDAQ futures pointing to a lower opening. And then we also have the Dow with 0.54%. So a little bit weaker open after this massive rally yesterday, and actually the 3 days that stocks were rallying. I'm not a little bit surprised. And you see, with all of the uncertainty that is still going on in the market, I'm not surprised that traders are maybe taking some profits or squaring off some position and going flat into the weekend, because who knows what will happen here this weekend. Especially, we know that there's reports of China locking down because of COVID. It's getting worse there. Then, of course, We have the Russia-Ukraine war. Nobody knows what will happen here over the weekend. And we don't know what the talks will bring between President Biden and President Xi, so China's president and the US president. So a lot going on here. So this is why I wouldn't be surprised if today we have a down day. The traders are saying, okay, we're selling and we are going flat into the weekend. Talk about trading. I will do some trading right now and then head to the airport to go back to Austin. And then I'll be back from the regular studio with you next week. If you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos that I'm posting there. If you enjoyed the video, if you liked it, give me a like, and then we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.